I Suck at Dating with Dean Ungler and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. The month is August. It's 2020. I know it still feels like it might be March, right? Like, time is flying by, I feel like, right?
It really is. It's insane. It's amazing how some of these days felt so long because we had nothing to do, but now it's, in a blink of an eye, August. What the hell's going on? 2020.
I think it's because all of us are just doing the same monotonous thing over and over again that you look back and you're like, what have I done the last 4 months?
I feel like 2020 is now just going to become a way of describing horrible things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what happened to Stephanie? 2020.
2020, man. That's definitely going to be how I'm going to justify my 20 pounds of weight gain over the past four months.
Oh, you put a little weight on. Yeah, well, you know, 2020.
2020, yeah. We got a great episode for you guys today. We're going to have quite a few guests. We're going to have the lovely Chelsea Peretti. You've probably seen her all over the place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She also has a new movie that's coming onto all streaming platforms, but we'll talk to her later about that. We're going to have Haley and Emily Ferguson calling in and dropping a little podcast bomb, if you will, on us. So stay tuned for that because you're not going to want to miss out what they have to say. Before we do all that, there has been a couple of headlines about a show that's near and dear to mine and Jared's heart, The Bachelorette. It looks like, from what I've seen, I don't know anything. I am the most in-the-dark person about this. In fact, Caitlin had to walk into the bedroom the other night at like 11 p.m. and tell me what was going on. So apparently, Claire has, quote-unquote, quit the season with a guy that she's interested in. And they brought in a new bachelorette, which they've officially announced as Tayshia. So I think that we're fully welcome to talk about this, non-spoiler, whatever. It looks like Tayshia has been brought in mid-season to replace Claire as the bachelorette. And this is my surface-level knowledge of understanding because, again, I get my news of bachelorette through the curated Instagram posts for some reason that they think that I care about. And I care enough to talk about it now. Jared, what do you think about all this?
It's weird because like everybody's confirming Tayshia as the bachelorette, but Warner or ABC hasn't said anything yet. So that's kind of weird.
Here's what I see. And I know that Lauren Zima isn't like the voice of Warner or anything like that, but she's been tweeting and confirming and saying all this stuff that Tayshia's a bachelorette. E! News said something, like Us Weekly, again, not Warner themselves saying anything, but it sounds to me like it's happening, right?
Pretty much, yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's happening, which is crazy. Also great because the rumor is Claire left with a guy. Like the fact that like she had to leave the show because she just couldn't fake it. She was so in love with this one particular person that they had to get another bachelorette because like everybody knew and the other dudes didn't have a chance. So if that is true, that's awesome because then you have one love story, Claire leaves, and then now you insert Tayshia and she has the potential of finding her own love story. So you could find, you know, two people could find their husbands on one season. I guess that's pretty good. And Claire, good God, like, if this is true, talk about, like, the prototypical right reasons person on the show. Like, she just doesn't bullshit around. She went in, found her husband, and was like, all right, I'm good. Get me the hell out of here.
It's crazy that they even let her, like, I don't know. Obviously, we don't know exactly what happened, but it's crazy that the show is like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that, and then we'll just bring someone else in.
Which, you know, is why it's like, going to be really interesting to find out what exactly happened.
Like, I bet you if we talked to, like, any of our friends that have been the Bachelor or Bachelorettes, I bet you they were like, yeah, I probably knew, like, 12 days in, but I had to finish out the rest of the season filming-wise anyways. You're probably like, oh, that kind of makes sense. Like, it sounds like it sucks because you knew who you wanted to pick anyways. But in this case, it sounds very much like that's the case, and she's just like, nope, I'm just not going to film anymore, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's weird. Like, how great was this? Was the connection just, like, off the charts that she really couldn't fake it? I don't know. Like, I feel like you said, yeah, there were other leads in the past that probably felt very similar where they were like, okay, I know who I'm going to pick 3 weeks in and now I just have to fake it. I don't want to, but I guess I have to. So I'm curious, like, what happened?
You know what we can definitely say about it?
That we don't know what the fuck we're talking about?
in addition to that?
No.
That's 2020, man.
2020, man, unbelievable. That's, it really is such like a 2020. Just when you think things can't get any weirder. All right, we're going to insert a different bachelorette. I love Tayshia, though. I'm super happy for her.
Same. Tayshia's great. Yeah. I'm stoked. I was pulling for Tayshia before the Claire announcement anyways. Happy for Claire, don't get me wrong. I just, you know, I've become friends with Tayshia through the show and everything. So I'm stoked to see her, hopefully find her love story. If that's the case, if, you know, if that actually is confirmed, I don't know.
I don't know either, but yeah. I'm a big Tayshia fan as well. So we have another topic, hot topics to start off the show. We're recording really early in the morning. What time is it? It's like 8:30. Good God. Anyway, I have coffee. I'm good. Jason Momoa received a birthday wish from his wife Lisa Bonet's ex, Lenny Kravitz. And so Lenny is Lisa's ex, and Lisa is now married to Jason Momoa. And apparently Lenny is super close with both Jason and Lisa, to the point like he's obsessed with them, and he's like previously spoken about being close with both of them. But anyway, Lenny posted a picture of Jason Momoa for his birthday, and people are losing their minds over this thing because they just love how much Lenny loves Jason and Lisa. So I guess the question for me, Dean, is could you ever be super close with one of your exes who's in a relationship now?
I think that these people are just born different, you know, like it's Lenny Kravitz, arguably like the most, I don't know, bangable art musician out there. It's freaking Aquaman, who everyone's got a hard on for Aquaman.
I know.
So it's like, obviously Lenny Kravitz is going to be comfortable enough with himself, with his former relationships and all these things to be like, oh, happy birthday to my bro who's also dating my ex. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just think that these people are just born different and they have zero insecurities about this type of stuff, especially like in the entertainment industry. I guess like they've been in it for so long that they kind of understand that you can't really hold these grudges anyways. Like, as fucked up as it is, I'm sorry, language, is like, imagine all the good PR that they're getting just for this because they're all friends, you know? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's not just as much a business decision as it is a personal decision. But yeah, like you said, like Lenny posted a picture of Jason Momoa and it's literally blowing up and now Lenny's, you know, trending on Twitter or whatever. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it's just like a different world being like that level of celebrity. I could never relate. They're just all, they're born different, like you said.
And Lenny and Lisa have a kid together. You guys probably know her. It's Zoe Kravitz. So I guess like Jason Momoa coming in. I don't know much about Jason Momoa. I know him. He's Khal Drogo on Game of Thrones. I've been watching that. He's Aquaman, which I haven't seen that movie. But he's one of the biggest actors in the world at the moment, too.
Yeah, so he's a sexy man, too. Goddamn stud.
Yeah, and he's a monster. He looks freaking huge. He's freaking Khal Drogo, for goodness sake. But my point is, it's like, if Lisa and Lenny have a kid together, then Jason comes into the picture. It's like, what choice do they all have other than being, I'm not gonna say being obsessed with each other, because I guess you could maybe scale it back a little bit, but it seems like they're doing what's good for not only the kids but for themselves, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, once you have a kid together, like you guys, like you were talking about, it changes the game. And like, you want to be at least cordial with your ex to make sure that, you know, the parents are still very much involved in the kid's life. So it's pretty cool to see that Lenny is not only involved, but just like best friends with them all.
Let's talk about the next couple. That's kind of, this one hits a little closer to home for me at least. So Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox split up. Megan Fox has since been dating, you know, presumably monogamously with Machine Gun Kelly. But Brian Austin Green apparently has been dating multiple people, as we do when we start dating other people, right? Like, you go on multiple dates, you figure out who you like, you figure out who you don't like. But Brian Austin Green has come in to talk about how he feels like he's being a little unfairly criticized for dating multiple people, and how his life is under a microscope because he is, you know, quote unquote, famous or in the public eye, whatever. What do you think about this?
I don't know. Is he getting scrutiny, or is he just like reading his own Twitter feed?
Yeah.
I feel like people just read way too much in comments. and then they start losing their mind.
It is funny how personal a lot of people take like these little one-off trolling comments on Twitter and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like in the know of pop culture, you know, a lot. A lot of the news I get is from Ashley. But like Brian Austin Green, I haven't heard any criticism for his dating. Maybe he is widely being criticized for it and he's lashing back for it. But I just feel like he's reading his own Twitter mentions. And like half of his Twitter mentions say, "We love you, Brian." And half of his Twitter mentions are saying, "You suck." And that's just like being in the public eye, I feel like. But I mean, dude, date whoever you want. If you're single and you're being honest to these women and you're just saying, "Listen, I'm out there. I'm dating. And I'm not sure if I'm ready to settle down." Like, then you're fine. You don't deserve criticism for that. There's nothing wrong with being single as long as you're being honest.
And now he's kind of like perpetuating it too. Like we're all talking about him dating around, which means more like, you know, there's going to be like more talk of him dating around. I think the issue here is going from dating someone like Megan Fox, who is like widely heralded as like, you know, like she's obviously like been the hottest girl around for basically 2 decades at this point.
Yeah, she's up there.
It's like after you go from Megan Fox to whoever you go from, you're going to kind of be labeled as an F-boy. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, she's unfairly now, though, I feel like.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's totally unfair. But it's like, I think people are coming to Megan's support and being like, oh, Brian Austin Green is now dating multiple people. Like he was never a good guy in the first place. You know what I mean? So
Yeah. I remember when Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem had that feud. You remember that at all? They wrote like diss songs back and forth to each other. The rap world is a world that I would not thrive in. But so I find it fascinating.
I've never listened to Machine Gun Kelly. I don't find his music, in my opinion, very good. I have friends who know the guy, and they all say he's really, really great and nice.
He seems it. He's also really good friends with Pete Davidson, and I'm a big Pete Davidson stan guy. So, I like Machine Gun Kelly because of that, like association.
Yeah, I haven't jumped on the Pete Davidson train, but you want to talk about someone that dates around, and that's Pete Davidson through and through. It seems like he's always dating someone new.
I don't know. I mean, does he? I mean, obviously the Ariana Grande stuff like freaking blew up.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago? Damn. That's crazy. I remember that summer when all like everybody got engaged. Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande. I think Nick and what's her name? Priyanka? Yes. Nick and Priyanka got engaged. And there's somebody else. Oh, Justin and Haley. They got like married. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
The only reason I remember that is because that was the summer Ashley and I got engaged. And like we were like kind of lumped into that group, which was like the coolest thing ever because we're so undeserving of it. But like, you know, we were the last ones. It was like Justin and Haley. They were talking about all the engagements during the summer and they were at the top. And then we had like a little blurb at the bottom. But the fact that we had a little blurb like attached to that article was like really cool.
Are you kind of pissed that Justin Bieber stole your thunder a little bit?
Not at all. The fact that I will jump on Justin Bieber's back anytime.
That's good to know. I looked it up. So I looked up Pete Davidson's most recent ex-girlfriends because I do remember a couple big names in there. And the first ones that come up, I'm just going to read them off for you real quick, okay?
I'm ready.
All right. So it's Carly Aquilino.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. Cassie David. Do you know who that is?
Oh, that's Larry David's daughter.
Larry David's daughter. Yep.
That's awesome.
This was a couple years ago. They split 22 years ago. Ariana Grande, we all know that one super well. Kate Beckinsale, which was the one that I was thinking of. Kate Beckinsale obviously is a big name.
I remember that one. What a weird couple, but also awesome at the same time.
Didn't Kate Beckinsale used to date someone else interesting too?
I think she's dated a lot of guys. She's gotten flack for it, which again is such bull. Like, I wish I could just swear. It's so natural for me to swear. I know, but it's just going to get bleeped out. It sucks. We should really start swearing on this podcast because, like, it's just a part of my vernacular. But anyway, it's just bullshit that Kate Beckinsale is getting backlash. She's single, too. Like, who cares? Let her date whoever she wants.
Yeah. I guess I looked it up. She actually hasn't had that many boyfriends. But I guess as soon as she started dating Pete Davidson, who, I mean, is admittedly 20 years her junior, maybe that's kind of why it drew so many more headlines.
Junior. Her junior. Yeah. You reminded me of Indiana Jones there. Junior. Nobody gets my references.
Yeah, you're a little too nerdy for some of those.
Ashley doesn't get my references either. It's honestly like one of the downsides of our relationship, because I'm a big movie quote guy, and she doesn't know any of the movies I quote. I'm sure there's a lot of women listening that can relate to that. That like their guys just quote movies, and they have no idea what the hell they're talking about, and the guy thinks they're really funny, and the girl thinks they're an idiot. It's good times.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of typically how relationships work anyways. The girl thinks the guy's an idiot, and the guy is an idiot.
Oh, I mean, 100%. That's like universally known. But I'm just talking about movie. Are there things that you do that Kaylin just like, or jokes that you crack that Kaylin just does not get? Like for me, like I said, I quote movies.
Well, you are what? How you're younger than Ashley, aren't you?
By like 9 months.
Yeah, so you guys are pretty close in age. It's funny how much of a difference, because Kaylin's 25, I'm 29. It's funny how much of a difference just those 4 years make in like our pop culture, like the movies that I watched as a kid versus the movies that she watched as a kid. And granted, like geography was different. I was in Colorado, she was in Virginia, and people just get brought up differently in different parts of the country, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'll like, there are times where I'll like reference like a Disney Channel original movie, and she like has never heard of it or never seen it. And you ever see like those memes where it's like, if she doesn't know the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air intro song, she's too young for you, bro.
Oh, all the time. I love those things.
Yeah, and so I'm always like, if she doesn't know who Andy Brinker is, she's too young for you, bro. And she like doesn't know who Brink is, and like just like little stupid things like that.
Who's Brink? Is that the Disney original movie that you're talking about? Is that the skateboarding one?
It's not skateboarding, you maniac. It's soul skating, rollerblading.
Oh, okay, rollerblading. I think I remember that one.
That was like one of the best, if not the best, Disney Channel original movies. So little things like that. Even I guess because you're 32.
I'll be 32 in November, so I'm a little bit older than you, so that's why I think the movies are a little bit different.
So there's some jokes that fall through the cracks because of that disconnect. But then also, she watches like a lot of like Real Housewives and reality shows.
Oh, she's a reality TV junkie.
And she's like, do you know who this girl is or this girl is? And I'm like, not really. Is that okay? Yeah. And they're like, I guess I would like recognize their faces. There's a couple ones that she's watching now that I'm like, oh yeah, I know who that person is, but I never would have thought to like register them in my memory otherwise, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Ashley had me watching 90 Day Fiance last week, and it's good TV. I like 90 Day Fiance, but I have a hard time getting into reality TV, which is very ironic seeing how my life was surrounded and still is by reality TV.
Yeah, that is pretty ironic, especially just given who your wife is. I think
I mean, she's the ultimate reality TV junkie personality. It's like just her, you know, she loves it. Good. You know what? I love my wife. She's the best. We do have Chelsea Peretti, who's not on the line yet, but she will be coming on very shortly. And we're very excited to have her on the podcast. You know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She has a new movie coming out on VOD calling Spinster. We're very excited to talk to Chelsea. But before we do, let's take a quick break.
Wait, before we take a break, can I say something?
Of course. You can say whatever you want, Dean. This is your podcast.
Well, this is our podcast. We're going to probably mention this a few times throughout this podcast and next week podcast, but I at least want to mention it here as well. On August 18th at 5:30 Pacific, we are having a Help I Suck at Dating live show. You heard that right. We're having a live show. We're going to do it digitally, of course. You can get your tickets. They're $10. But if you buy the special ticket package for $25, you also get a free Suck Army beanie with that ticket. We all suck at dating. August 18th is Couples Day. So obviously, if you suck at dating, you'll be available that day to join us. We're stoked to be doing it. We've never done this before. We don't really know how it's going to go, but we know we're going to have a lot of fun. We know that we want you there. If you want a ticket, again, we're gonna promote this later on as well. But if you want a ticket, go to hisad.tixr.com. So hisad.tixr.com, and check it out. Be sure to get the free beanie with your special ticket as well. It should be fun. I don't know. Like, obviously, we have the ability to edit post show with these podcasts, so it'll be interesting to see how a live show goes. But I'm looking forward to it. What do you think, Jared?
Yeah, it'll be fun. We're super excited. Once again, August 18th, and ironically enough, August 18th is Couples Day. So obviously, if you suck at dating, you'll be available. So why don't you stop on by to the Help I Suck at Dating live podcast. Again, get your tickets at hisad.tixr.com. Dean and I will be promoting that one, so you can just follow us on social media and check out our Instagram stories, shameless plug, to get your tickets. And once again, tickets are only $10, but we're doing an awesome package, giggity, because if you, for $25, you can not only get a ticket, but you can get a Suck Army beanie, and it's camo, so it's awesome. And we've seen the beanies. They're actually really cool. They're a little bit different than the ones Dean and I had. We posted about them a while ago, and Dean and I just had black with white lettering. But these are camo beanies with white and orange lettering. They're pretty awesome. For $25, it's a good deal. We'll see you August 18th. All right, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. We have a very special guest on the line right now. You know her from her role on Fox's Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She has a new movie. Well, it's been out for a little while, but it's coming to VOD and digital on August 7th. It is called Spinster. It is the wonderful, the funny Chelsea Peretti. Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No, we appreciate it. So talk a little bit about Spinster, which will be, like I said, on VOD and digital on August 7th. Spinster is a story about a woman who is single on her 39th birthday. And why did you want to do this movie?
Well, I like stories that aren't like, you know, cliched romance stories. And this movie was directed by Andrea Dorfman, who lives in Nova Scotia. I checked out her other movies when I was offered the role, and I thought she was so cool. And I love female directors that are good. And I wanted to go to Nova Scotia, and I liked her work. So it just kind of came together. I think my son was 8 months old at the time. So I kind of, me, my son, and my awesome nanny, we all went to Nova Scotia and had this little adventure. But yeah, I just liked the role that it was looking at, you know, making your own life interesting and making your own life exciting and not looking externally for someone else to do that for you. Mm-hmm. You know about that.
Especially, totally. Especially in Nova Scotia. I can only imagine how difficult it would be to meet someone in Nova Scotia. And we watched the trailer for the movie just before having you on here, and we were admiring it. It looks great. It looks hilarious. Was it for a role like that, right? Because you are married, you do have a child. Is it weird to like put yourself into a role where you're kind of like the same person in ways, but then also so very different at the same time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it felt like there was a time before I met my husband where I was like, well, men in LA are kind of like, suck. And are True. You guys based in LA?
We are, but we fully agree with you that men in LA suck.
Oh yeah. Okay, they're the worst.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. So I was like, you know, I'm a comedian. All my friends are like the funniest people in the country. Worst case scenario, I'm gonna travel a lot, I'm gonna laugh a lot, and I'm gonna have a great life. And I'm probably never gonna meet someone in LA because, like I said, you know, the men here are questionable. So then out of nowhere, my husband came, and then I had a child, and all these things came together. But I certainly wasn't sure my whole life if that's what my future would hold, or even if that's what I wanted until I met him. But yeah, I had a whole vision of what my life would be without my family and marriage right. and all that. And then I kind of come to terms with it. So I liked that this character goes on this journey to figure out, you know, it's a very small, sweet movie. It's not like, you know, it's sort of like living with someone and kind of taking them in and joining them on this sort of like small journey to figure out like a way to be happy, which, right. you know, as many of us are quarantined, aside from, you know, all the influencers that are having big parties right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that in LA. Of course it was LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's kind of, I think will be a nice tone in that it's very kind of meditative.
Yeah. Well, I like the message of the movie because there is this stigma around women being single later in life. I feel like there's more of a stigma for it than there is a man, if that makes sense. Like,
if a man is
single in his late 30s, it's seen as more normal, whereas a woman who's single in her late 30s, it's jarring, which is
I guess, this double standard. Like, most people that I know in big cities tend to settle down later, whether they're women or men. You know, I kind of feel like it's like a city thing. But yeah, I mean, part of the LA thing is like, every guy here wants to be with like a 20-year-old. So it's not a, you know, or even younger, as some news stories explain.
But yeah,
so it's nice to, well, now I'm getting on a tangent, but yeah, in the movie, you know, she's nurturing other relationships in her life. And, you know, I think like, that's the way to love yourself and to love someone else, is by focusing on all the relationships in your life. You can't just isolate and focus everything on one person, because that's, you know, making them like God or something.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of messages in the movie that I really enjoy. One of them being, you're discussing the, like, in the movie you talk about somebody was like kind of criticizing your character for growing up older, being single, and you're like, why is that a bad thing? Like, because I'm not dying young. That's a good thing, being like, having the opportunity to grow old. And I feel like, you know, especially on this podcast, because this is what we do, we talk about dating relationships, but we solely focused on the idea of meeting that person, getting married and having kids, which is wonderful and important, but also, you know, other people, like, there's other happiness and other ways to find love, and I feel like it generates from within mostly. Like, you have to find happiness from within before you can find it with someone else. And this is what kind of like the theme of the movie is to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just got distracted because I was like,
no worries.
I know that we watched you guys in The Bachelor, and I'm like, I'm trying to remember what I felt about you, and I can't remember. And it's like, I'm like, I should have been like deeply revisiting these things before I talk to you. So I could like get into it. But wait, so you guys are both, are you single or are you married?
We're both in relationships.
You're both married.
Jared's married. Mine is a little bit less, I don't know.
Even though Dean wears a ring on his finger, but he says he's not married.
Okay. So, you know, I think nowadays you can do it however you want. But the true thing is, like, with climate change, I think that, like, marriage and kids is starting to seem more and more, I mean, what is, it just seems more and more like a choice of many choices, because you know, it's scary to have a kid right now and be like, what is the future?
Right.
I mean, you're totally right.
It's an important thing to talk about. It's actually funny because Kaylin really wants kids at some point. I've always been pro kid up until like the last 5 or so years, when I'm starting to say, like, is it really ethical to bring a child into this world? Because like you said, it's like with climate change, and even just like political turmoil that everything's going on, it's like, is it really a good time to bring a kid into this world? And obviously, I think like the thing is, it's like the main reason we're all here is for procreation, right? Is like to kind of pass on our lineage onto the next people below us, or whoever raised children to come after us. But like, maybe it's like you just have less children than we're used to having. Like before, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, it was like, oh, I've got a family of 7 siblings. But now it's more like only child.
Well, that's like definitely statistically true. People are having way less kids. But I also think like younger generations are not even sure if, like what you're saying, if it's even ethical to have kids. I mean, I think that, you know, on some level we're animals, even though we convince ourselves we're all these other things, like, or we're so different from animals. And so I think we have like instincts and desires, but I mean, some of us do, not everyone wants to have a kid. And, so in some ways I'm like, well, you just have your kid and you survive as long as you can. But it's just, it is terrifying to be like, I didn't mean to take this podcast to this place.
It's fine.
No, this is like, hey, Bachelor, let's talk about.
No, it's interesting. I like it.
I'm like, the world is ending.
Yeah. Don't have kids. It's all downhill.
But I mean, I guess it is, like, to bring it back to the movie Spinster, it's like, you know, I think not having kids is absolutely as intelligent and as instinctive of a choice at this point as having kids. And, you know, it's cool to explore someone who's having a beautiful life and it's not about that. You know, it's like a woman who, that's not her means to happiness and contentment. And, you know, there's no, like, to be continued kind of thing. It's just like, she figures, you know, she finds a way to make her life full.
So for the listeners out there, because we do have women in their, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s even, that listen to this podcast that are, I would imagine, single, what advice would you have for them? I know you said to not prioritize your one romantic relationship, but you have all these other relationships that you should focus on as well. But is there anything maybe that you learned through the movie or even just through your own personal life that, like, one bit of advice that you can give someone, you know, that's around the 30 to 40 age range that might be struggling with it?
Well, this book, there's this, I think she's a therapist. She has this whole book series, like Dance of This, Dance of That. But one of them is Dance of Connection. And I read it many, many, probably decades ago, like 5 decades ago.
But you're not that old.
I forgot. But I feel like she talks about that concept of, like, it's counterintuitive, but if you want to improve your love relationship, you need to work on your other relationships. So, like, if you have issues with your parents and you don't resolve them, and then you put all those issues right into your new relationship, you know, with this love relationship. So I liked that concept, and I do think this movie kind of echoes those concepts. And it's up to you, like, where do you think that my character will eventually wind up? I think it's in the eye of the beholder. It's up to you to have your own interpretation, but it's definitely...
Well, I feel personally attacked after hearing that, I'll be honest.
Why? Because you don't have a relationship with your parents.
Yeah, I got a lot of ironing out my relationship with my father to do, but...
Well, listen, don't we all?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Those dads that were even there, you know, that's like, that's one hurdle you cleared if your dad was even around.
Right. But, I'll take this as a catalyst to help me improve that, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it doesn't have to be your dad if that one's too challenging, but I'm just saying, you know, you can't have dysfunction with everyone else in your life and then think that your love relationship is going to be perfect, you know?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Chelsea. Well, so we have Spinster coming out on VOD and digital everywhere August 7th, right? Where else can we look to find anything else that you're working on?
Well, I'm a musician now as well. I've created an album. It's a concept album about coffee. And as we all know, coffee is very sexy.
Yeah.
And,
oh, it's the best. I'm drinking mine right now.
Listen, I had a ton this morning. Didn't really help me get organized, but that's right. But but yeah, so I have an EP called Foam and Flotsam. I wanted to choose the most pretentious title I could think of, and I have a new EP coming out really soon that I'm excited about, and then we'll have the album after that. So I'm working with a producer called Cool Kojak, who is like a true real producer and has made my songs actually sound good. So they're funny, but they're still good.
Do you guys smell that? I don't know if you guys can smell that from all the way over there, but it smells like a Grammy.
That's right, baby.
We got a Grammy on our hands.
If they still exist, we'll see what happens when we all emerge from our houses.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen in 2021.
Fair point. All right, Chelsea, well, thank you so much for joining us. For the listeners, be sure to check her out on Spinster and be sure to check out the album coming out. Tell me one more time. It's Foam and
Foam and Flotsam, and then there'll be a new EP. But if you search my name, Chelsea Peretti, 1 R, 2 T's, you'll find it.
Let's get this girl a Grammy, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, all right, Chelsea.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take one quick break, and when we get back, we have two more guests you're not going to want to miss, and we're going to answer some very pressing listener emails. Before we hit the break, I just want to encourage the emailers, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Send them in. We'll answer them live on air, on our live show even perhaps. But we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
right, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. We have two very special women who are on the line right now. You, of course, know them from the Bachelor franchise. They're also hosting a podcast this week, What a Girl Wants, which will be in our feed, the Help I Suck at Dating feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. It is Emily and Haley Ferguson, the Fergie twins, the twins. Woo. Emily, Haley, how are you guys?
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks so much for letting us host.
Oh, of course. It's our privilege. You're going to do far better than we ever could. I promise you that.
No way. That's impossible.
I mean, so, we were pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We were pretty funny, but it's okay.
You guys are usually pretty funny. So tell us, tease us a little bit about what we can expect this Thursday from What a Girl Wants.
So my sister and I both date professional athletes. So we talk about how to land an athlete and some silly, funny stories about dating European men.
Yep.
And then there's just so much that we do. We talk a lot about dating.
How we kind of went from sucking at dating to how we are now in really good relationships, in love now. So yeah,
that's pretty much it. Without giving too much away, it's a lot about dating.
I'm excited to hear this because last time I talked to Haley, she was like, yeah, I'm not going to date an athlete because I've talked to a couple of them. I didn't like them. So I got to say, this one has to be very special. And I'm looking forward to listening to the podcast because we might be able to learn a little bit more about what makes him so special.
Yeah, it's so true. I was definitely dead set on like not dating an athlete.
But I changed her mind because athletes aren't as bad as people perceive them to be. I mean,
right.
Some of them probably suck. Absolutely. But
that just goes for all men.
The European ones don't suck. Okay. They're awesome.
Yeah. It seems like you guys landed a couple of winners too, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely feel that way too.
And you guys also date hockey players, and I feel like hockey players just have a different mentality than a lot of other professional sports.
I agree.
That actually makes me happy that you said that because I 100% agree. Like I definitely, like when we were working in the clubs, met a bunch of different types of athletes, never really hockey players.
Yeah.
But now that we've met hockey players, they're to me just a little very different, a little more like down to earth. I don't know. Can't explain it, but they're really good people.
Well, you get the chance to explain it on Thursday when we listen to you guys on what a girl wants. I'm sorry. Yeah. I keep wanting to say What a Woman Wants, but that's the Mel Gibson movie and I gotta stop mixing those up. Sweet. Well, Classic. We're excited. And honestly, like Jared said, you guys are probably going to host better than we ever could. And you'll replace us on Help I Suck at Dating permanently. But it's a risk we're willing to take, honestly.
Oh, it's just inevitable at this point. Once you guys got your foot in the door, it's all over for us.
Oh, no. That's you. Too
you
nice.
Guys are awesome.
I'm blushing. Oh. That's too nice, though.
Yeah. Well,
I have a question, though, for you guys. Before you started dating your respective boyfriends, what was it like dating as twins? Because we saw a little bit of that on our season of Bachelor in Paradise where you guys, I forget the guy's name that you guys went on a date with, but you tricked him. What was that?
Brandon?
Yeah. Did you guys ever do that outside of Paradise where, like, Emily, you would go on a date, but then halfway through the date, Haley, you would switch and see if he'd notice?
No, we've never done that, but, like, we've definitely, like, helped each other write text messages or, like, she would take my phone and pretend to be me. And then, like, just help me talk to guys. But we've never, like, actually switched.
Well, and the boy that Haley dates now is all because of me. Because I was always way better at dating than Haley was. So.
Just picking guys in general. But, yeah. I mean, we usually have complete opposite tastes in men, looks-wise. So it was never really an issue, like, dating guys.
Yeah. But, like, definitely in the past, before we started dating athletes, we were just terrible at dating. Never went on dates because they're so awkward and so hard. First dates are the actual worst thing in the world. They're so awkward, and they usually always want to go out to eat, which is just, like, what if food gets stuck in my teeth? Like, I don't know.
I used to take Fireball shots before dates.
Yeah. She used to have Fireball in her car ready to take shots before her date.
You know, you never know when you need a little Fireball.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Sweet. Well, we're stoked to listen to more from you guys on Thursday. We know you got to get out of here. But on Thursday, What a Girl Wants on the iHeartRadio app from this podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to check out Haley and Emily Ferguson. We're stoked.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, of course. Looking forward to hearing more from you. Talk soon.
Yeah, that's going to be fucking awesome. I'm super excited.
I can't wait for you guys to listen.
All right. Enjoy getting your hair done.
Thank you. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. As if we didn't plug it enough, this Thursday, They will be coming out with their own episode of What a Girl Wants, a sub-branch podcast of Help I Suck at Dating. We're going to make this more of a regular fixture. We'll bring in former alums. Of course, they will be girls because that's what the title entails. You're sick of hearing the perspective of me and Jared, of guys on dating and all the stupid things that we don't know. So we're bringing in more experts.
I feel like we say this every week, but we just like continue to spew nonsense and people listen, which is great. Thank you for listening. But I feel like maybe bring some women and start speaking some intelligence on this podcast would be a good idea.
Yeah. And even if it's more nonsense, that at least it'll be coming from nonsense without a Y chromosome, which I think might also be beneficial for our listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So tune in this Thursday. What a Girl Wants. This week we'll have Emily and Haley on. Next week we will have another host or hosts. We will tell you more about that next week as it goes on. But we're stoked about this. I'm excited to hear from them as well. So tune in.
All right, sweet. Let's take a little break.
All right, welcome back. We are going to hit a couple emails before sending you guys on your way today, as we always like to do.
Before Jared burns
your earbuds off, we want to make sure and encourage you guys to email us. It's isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Wow, it's too early, man. I need coffee.
You haven't had coffee yet? I don't know how you're doing this podcast.
Well, I'm staying at Courtney's house in Malibu, and I felt bad waking him up to make me coffee. He's got like a very fancy French press, or no, like espresso machine.
Is he up now? Tell him to make some coffee.
Yeah, Courtney, make me some coffee. Yes, okay, maybe in like.
Tell him to deliver some of that French press over here to West Hollywood. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Don't forget to email us. We love hearing from you guys. You know that, so keep them coming. All right, we got an email from our favorite emailer, Anonymous, a.k.a. Jared?
Nick Vial.
Yeah, that's who it is. Nick wants to know, a.k.a. Anonymous wants to know, hi, Dean and Jared, I love listening to your podcast. My question is, can you be friends with benefits with an ex? My ex broke up with me, and we still hook up and hang out. He says he still has feelings for me, but he doesn't want to be in a relationship. Help! What do I do? Can I still be friends with him? I think we all kind of know where this one's going, right? Are we kind of on the same page of this one? Saying that, listen, it's hard to be friends with an ex. It's even harder to be friends with an ex that you're sleeping with. It sounds like, sorry to put you into a pigeonhole here, Anonymous, but it sounds like you probably still want to be in a relationship with your ex and he doesn't want to be. And you might think that by sleeping with him and being in a friends with benefits situation might eventually warm him up to the idea of getting back into a relationship with you. And listen, don't get me wrong. I've been on both sides of this. I have been friends with an ex that I've wanted to get back with and we've been hooking up. And I've also been friends with an ex hooking up with them, knowing after the fact that they wanted to get back with me. And I can tell you wholeheartedly with 100% confidence that neither of those worked out well. They didn't end poorly. There was no fighting. There was no bridges being burned. But obviously, we never got back to being in relationships, whether I wanted to or whether they wanted to or vice versa. So I just want to say, like, for this emailer, if your end goal is to get back with your ex, the likelihood of that happening because you guys are in a friends with benefits situation now is very slim.
Yeah, don't have expectations for this one. If you're hooking up with them and you have no expectations of getting back together and you just kind of want to hook up with your ex, I mean, go for it. Sure. Do whatever you want. It's free country. But I don't buy into this BS of, oh, I still have feelings for you, but I just don't want to be in a relationship right now. Don't fall for it. Don't listen to it. It's probably best if you just cut it off right now, like Dean says, before you get hurt even further. Because you're not getting back together with this guy. That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, you can be friends with him, sure. That's what the emailer asked. Like, can I still be friends with him? Of course you can. Sure, why not? You can be friends with benefits, but if there's feelings involved and you have expectations of getting back together, bad news. Cut it off now.
Yeah. This sounds like something that I would say like 5 years ago when I was like 24. You know, I'm sure that they're probably around that same age range as well. But it sounds like something that the guy is saying, because maybe he does have feelings for her. But like, look, he's got every chance to be in a relationship with you now, and he's not taking that chance. So I think he's kind of just being lazy, and he knows that you're comfortable. He knows you're familiar. He kind of knows what you like, what you don't like. And so he's just basically biding his time by hooking up with you, hanging out with you without committing fully to a relationship. That's my two cents.
I don't doubt that this guy probably has feelings for her too, but there's a difference between having feelings for someone and being willing to commit to someone. And so I like, if you're looking, if this emailer is looking for a committed relationship with this guy that she's friends with, I'd go someplace else. That's my advice.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we have one more emailer from Anonymous. Not many emails today. So email us, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. This emailer says, Jared, this question is directly at you. I am dating a boy. I think he's so great, but I also know that he wants to hook up with my best friend. I've hooked up with my best friend in the past in college. We all have those days, in parentheses, and we're experimenting. But my boyfriend now wants to hook up with her as well, and he wants me to be included. Do you think I should let him do it, or do you think I should nix it, even though I've already hooked up with both of them? Just so you guys know, they've never hooked up with each other, aka we're 26. My boyfriend's 27. I love your guys' podcast. Listen every week. 5 stars on iTunes. Suck Army. Suck, suck, suck. That's from Anonymous.
Well, thank you, Anonymous, for listening to the podcast, and thank you for the 5-star review. If anybody's listening out there and wants to give us a 5-star review, we would obviously love to take it. But seriously, thank you, everybody, listening to this podcast right now, because, of course, without you guys, there is no podcast, and then Dean and I are probably living in a van.
In our vans.
Doing that, yeah. But, you know, now I'd be living in a van. Hold on, I'm confused. Is this guy asking for her to be in a throuple?
No, from the sound of it, it sounds like he just wants to have, like, you know, a little fun.
A little ménage à trois?
Yeah, a little ménage à trois.
I mean, again, depends on your comfort level. I don't know. I feel like anytime you introduce a third person into a relationship, it causes issues. But, I mean, people are in throuples and they're very happy, so who am I to judge? But I feel like more often than not, if you're not looking to be in a committed relationship and you're just introducing a third person into, like, a sexual experiment, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like that introduces a lot of insecurities and jealousy. But again, it's entirely up to you. That's how comfortable you feel, you know. Listen, it's, as long as you guys are being safe and honest, you know, if you want to experiment and try something new and you're both comfortable with it and everybody involved is comfortable and you know, you guys are all on the same page and have the same expectations, I would just advise communicating with one another, then go for it. Sure, why not?
I'm curious why this person directed this question towards you.
No idea.
Maybe they want you to be part of their throuple.
I mean, that could be fun, but I also bring Ashley into the equation, so it would be a fourple?
A quadruple?
A quadruple?
Would Ashley ever be interested in doing something like that? It's hard for me to imagine a scenario where that'd be okay to do.
No. No, she would not be down for that.
Yeah, I don't think Caitlin would be very down for it either. I agree with everything you said. It's funny because I've had friends, both guys and girls on both sides, that have been in relationships with people that have introduced a third person for, you know, the quote unquote fun parts, and then also been the third person that gets introduced to the couples. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I've heard these stories. But they are all old stories. You know, they're stories from when they were like in their mid to late 20s and they were just feeling experimental or whatever. And I've been hard pressed to hear a story, like a recent story, of any of my friends doing this.
Did they like one being one part of the equation over the other? Did they say they enjoyed being in the relationship more, or did they enjoy being like the individual that entered the relationship?
You want to know what's funny is I've never really heard of anyone thoroughly enjoying either of them.
That sounds about right.
And so, yeah, I think I agree with what you're saying, is communication is important, but also it's like, I don't think you should necessarily give in to your urges for, you know, an hour of something that you might know, like, not be happy about days, weeks, months, years later. You know, that's something that could drive a wedge potentially through a relationship. And it always makes me think of that that Entourage episode where E is dating Sloane, and then Sloane's like hot friend comes and she wants to do that, and Sloane like has her rules. She's like, yeah, okay, we can do this, but you can't have sex with her, and whatever else. And then like E gets like fixated on this other girl, and he gets like obsessed with her, and he like wants to cheat on his girlfriend just to hook up with her, just them two. And then it creates this divide, and then she leaves and all that stuff. But yeah, I guess moral of that story is it doesn't really seem like much good can come from throuple circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's not something I could do, but again, to each their own. You know, there's a lot of things that I can't do in this world, including probably skydiving. That's something you can do. So
yeah, I'm doing that tomorrow, actually. It's funny too, because I think about I try to put myself in Kaylin's shoes, and it's like, okay, let's say we bring in another girl, and I was like, yeah, I guess that would be okay if Kaylin was into it. But then I'm like, well, what if we brought in another guy? I'd be like, well, I wouldn't be okay with that.
Oh, fuck.
And
that.
So it's like, how could I ever expect Kaylin to be okay with something that I wouldn't be okay with if I was her? You know what I mean?
Oh, totally. It's unfair. But I'm wondering if you begged the question to Kaylin, I'm curious what her answer would be. If you said, Kaylin, would you rather bring in a guy? You have to choose one. You have to either bring in a girl into this relationship or a guy into this relationship. Which one you're choosing? For some reason, I feel like Kaylin would choose the girl, because I feel like that's what Ashley would choose too.
Yeah, I think that that's very true as well.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I was just about to say that same thing. I think that there's just like a weirder stigma about guy on guy versus girl on girl, you know? Yeah. Girl on girl, I think, is more widely acceptable even today than guy on guy. And that just is something that I think is ever changing and evolving, and even today is better than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. But I think that there's still a lot to overcome for that guy on guy stigma to, because I had this conversation, at this point it was probably a while ago, but for some reason I couldn't remember it pretty freshly. It was like, let's say you start dating someone new, in your case, in my case, would be we're dating a girl, because we're heterosexual men, and you come to find out that this girl at some point in college had, you know, hooked up with a girlfriend of theirs. You know, you hear that story and you're like, oh, that's interesting. That's cool. Like, that's, you know, a fun experimental thing for you to do.
See, that's fun. That's funny how you articulated that.
That's fun. That's cool.
Like, that's fun. That's cool. In my head, cool. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be too bro-y on the podcast here, I guess. But yes, you're right. That's basically what I would be saying in my head. But then flip that around, and I've had this conversation with girls before, because while I know that I'm a heterosexual guy, I always make the argument that I'm never sure, because I've never actually had a homosexual experience with another man. So it's like, mm-hmm. How certain can I be, because I've never actually done it? And I always get the response from them saying like, well, if I was dating a guy and I found out that he hooked up with another guy in college or wherever, whenever, I would immediately like sever that relationship and cut ties with it. And I feel like whenever you hear a girl talk about a guy with a gay or bi past, it's always negatively. But whenever you hear a girl talk about a gay or bi past, it's always kind of looked at positively.
Yeah, that is interesting. There has to be studies. We should actually do our research before next week and find out why that is, because that is an interesting topic. Why is it more socially acceptable when you find out you're a girl had hooked up with a girl in the past rather than a guy who hooked up with a guy in the past?
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea why. I've thought about it many times. It's basically...
I think about it constantly.
I'm thinking about it right now. I thought about it last night. It's basically, it's like tit for tat, you know? It's like, how is tit for tat anything but fair? That's basically as fair as it gets. But in this reality, it's looked at very differently from both sides.
Yeah. I mean, I'm speaking from a heterosexual male perspective. So, but like, I mean, I get why you'd want to hook up with a woman. So like, for me, I guess... And again, this is speaking from a straight male's perspective, so take this with a grain of salt. But like, women are just so beautiful. I can see why other women would be like, I wanna kiss another woman, because I wanna try it, because they're just stunning creatures. Where guys were like hairy and like sweaty and stinky. But, you know.
I'm only of those three things you just said, I'm only stinky. I'm actually not very hairy or sweaty ever.
No, I'm hairy. I'm not that sweaty. I'm hairy though.
Sometimes I've talked about this on the podcast before. Some of my, like, my really good guy friends will like kiss each other sometimes. Like a lot of times, like on the lips, you know, just to like show our affection for one another.
Well, I've seen Alex do that.
Yeah.
Alex seems like the type of guy who would like grab you by the back of your head and just, yeah, for some reason shove your tongue, his tongue down your mouth.
Alex and I definitely kiss. Usually it doesn't involve tongue. It's mostly just little pecks. But there was this one time I was dating this girl. I think I've actually shared this story on this podcast before, but I was dating this girl and she was hanging out with me and Alex, and we were all at like this music festival. And so we were all like partying and having fun and like laughing and whatever. And Alex and I like pecked each other, and she like looked at me and looked at him and looked back at me and was like very, very disgusted by it. And it kind of like drove a wedge into our relationship as well. And I was like, well, he's like one of my best friends. I'm just kissing him to show him how much I appreciate him. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm making out with him and like running off with him or anything like that.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, if you kissed one of your girls on the lips as a peck, it'd be fine. I'd have no issues with it.
Exactly, exactly. So I don't know. There's like this weird double standard in a weird way. But maybe one day we'll be able to all work past it.
You know, that's what we're here for. That's why we do this podcast. Get rid of those double standards, baby.
You want to know what's really funny, actually, is this might be TMI, and I might be oversharing about my relationship, but I kissed one of my good guy friends this past weekend. He and I we play golf together a lot, and we're pretty good friends. And maybe I shouldn't share this story because we're in the height of a pandemic, and I shouldn't be kissing anyone that's not my girlfriend. But anyways, we were on a double date. It was him and his girlfriend and me and Kaylin, of course, and we're like out, and he kissed me for some reason on the lips, and Kaylin like looked over and saw it happen, and she like started laughing her ass off, and she was like, that was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And she was like fully embracing and accepting of me kissing my guy friend. I was like, oh, that's really great of you to be so on board with that.
That's how you know you found the one, man. You know, see your past ex-girlfriends where it didn't work out, she wasn't the one.
Yeah,
she was judgmental towards you when you kissed your guy friends on the lips, and then here we go, fast forward, you're with Kaylin, you kiss one of your guy friends on the lips, and she thinks it's the cutest, most adorable thing in the world. You have found the one, my friend.
Kaylin lets me kiss my guy friends. Isn't that the cutest thing ever?
That's just quite adorable. I mean, I kiss my dog, so it's not the same, but you know, she's hairy like a guy.
Yeah, I mean, I kiss Pappy all the time too. He's a hairy guy too.
Pappy, how is Pappy without his teeth?
Oh man, he's great. He's happy. Actually, we were out at the beach the other day, and we were gone from the house for like 5 hours. When we got back, and there was poop all in the bathroom, pee in the living room, pee on the bed. So this dog literally jumped off the bed, pooped in the bathroom, jumped back on the bed to pee, and then jumped off the bed again. Just to like, we think that since he's so used to having us around him 24/7. Since we were gone for like 5 hours, he was like, where the hell is everyone? I'm gonna make them never do this again.
What the hell is going on? This is ridiculous. Yeah. It's been 30 minutes. I'm pissing and shitting all over this place.
Yeah, so he's great, but that was not a cool moment. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. Jared, is there anything else that you want to add before we get out of here?
I mean, I could talk about our dogs all day long, but, you know, Pappy's just awesome. I saw the picture of, like, him and, like, a baby. What are those things called that Kaylin was carrying him around in?
He's got, like, a dog backpack.
Yeah, he's like a dog backpack. Anyway, let's talk about next week. Let's just talk about our dogs all week.
Lois, let's just talk about dogs right all week.
It is going to be weird once the pandemic's over, like you said, because Pappy's so used to being around you guys 24/7, and you just left him alone for a few hours, and then he was like, this is not how it works. You're supposed to be home all the time.
Full-on rebel mode. It was absolutely insane. It was like walking into like a murder scene.
Oh, Pappy. You know, when you got to go, you got to go. And Pappy's an old man, so he probably can't hold it as well as he used to. Poor guy.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Well, big thank you to the Fergie twins. Be sure to check in on the podcast, What a Girl Wants, on Thursday. It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to say Help, I Suck at Dating, What a Girl Wants, or What a Girl Wants, but we'll see on Thursdays when it comes out with Emily and Haley Ferguson on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it'll be on our feed. So you can go straight to the Help, I Suck at Dating podcast feed, and you will see on Thursday, What a Girl Wants, What a Girl Wants. Okay, I'm done.
Makes you happy, sets me free.
Yeah, there we go. A little duet going on.
Yeah. Be sure to check them out. They're going to be great. I'm excited to listen to everything that they have to say as well. It's just the girls, no guys. So that's like the What a Girl Wants segment that we're going to try and do for the next few weeks and see, you know, see just how enlightening it really is. And we're expecting big things. So also, we like we mentioned earlier, we have a live show coming up on the 18th of August. It's Couples Day. So if you're single and you need some people to hang out with, Jared and I got you. Tickets are $10. But if you spend $25, you get a free beanie. Suck Army beanie with the ticket purchase. Head over to hisad.tixr.com. That's HISAD.TIXR.com. And big thank you to Chelsea Peretti. Be sure to check out her movie Spinster on VOD and digital streaming platforms. Thank you guys for tuning into this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we will suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.